Son, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm dead. Sorry for dying, but all the information you'll need for life is right here on this show. My friends Sean and Scott are here. We're going to talk about everything from girls, history, money, power tools. We'll even talk about how to check your testicles for lumps. You'll be fine. It'll be just like having a dad. Just pretend that I went out for smokes. Welcome to Out for Smokes. Hello, Benjamin. It's your dead father. And I'm joined by, once again, Scott Chaplin and Sean McCarthy. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. And today's episode, we're going to talk, is all about scams, fraud, bullshitters, grifters, how to identify bullshit. Because there's a lot of bullshit out there in the world.
Any in you your know family? What I mean? Do you come from a family of bullshitters?
I don't think so. I think they're stupid. I think my family's
they're
like just
stupid.
Yeah.
But not bullshitters.
They're my family.
They believe in their bullshit and therefore they can't be bullshitters. They're just is that full of shit? No.
No.
But there is a level of shit.
I guess they're being like pumped full of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I go home and my parents just have Tucker Carlson on and I'm just watching their brains like deteriorate.
You know that guy, he fucked over 100 women? He said that in Tucker Carlson.
Oh,
he said that in,
that's
in
not
one
even
of those.
That high of really?
Wow!
Just some guy in Staten Island being like, "Wow, Tucker, that's awesome. Tucker, that's so cool."
In like one of those Bubba the Lunch Love Sponge interviews, he was like talking about how he like had a triple digit, you know, body count or whatever. Yeah. And that's like, you know, that's the way you got to do it if you're going to talk about great replacement theory.
Yeah.
Can't be like one of these Nick Fuentes incels. You got to at least
virgin, like,
you got to rack up at least 100 hoes before you start talking about how they're wiping out the white race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wonder if any of those women were the other race.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He doesn't still have the bow tie, right? That's gone.
No, he got rid of that after getting canceled like 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, they won't recognize me.
Exactly. It was a clever ruse.
What did he get canceled for?
Low ratings.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant canceled like for being, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
Because
that's of
the words and actions, but actually his show.
Yeah. Well, so what do you want to talk about first? So cryptocurrency is crashing. I think about $2 trillion worth of cryptocurrency has been wiped out from the market. Crypto and NFTs. I was doing some reading about this stuff today, and you know, I had some, and I had a pretty good run. I used to look at my screen during the day last summer, and I would look at the screen. The number was up, and it was up nice and high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, yeah, but that's high. But I bet it's going to go higher.
Yeah.
You know, because all these guys on YouTube were saying that cryptocurrency was a way to like develop intergenerational wealth and stuff like that.
Mm.
And you go, well, I'm not a bright guy. I don't understand this stuff. But now that it's crashed, it's kind of, and I don't know if it'll like go back or whatever. But now that it's crashed, you kind of see, you look back and you go like, what was I doing?
Was it your crypto or all crypto is crashing?
Yeah, just my crypto was crashing.
Yeah, okay. I really thought crypto was over. So
no,
the thing you specifically chose is not doing well.
No, all the crypto is...
It's not doing
it's
well.
Not doing well.
Dogecoin's not doing well?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Mullen's going to have to keep doing the podcast.
Yeah. Sucks for you, buddy. Sorry, loser. You're in this shit forever. You were trying to retire.
Yeah.
But
his tunnel Alcatraz has collapsed in front of him.
Yeah. Now, I also bought some Shiba Inu coin, and that I just put like $300 in. But $300 got me $5 million worth. No, I'm sorry, 5 million Shiba Inu coins. So
wait,
I have 5 million of something.
But
which
what
is
does it
cool.
mean, though?
It's the coin.
Yeah, but what is it at? Like, what, your 5 million is only worth 350 right now?
No, it's got to be because I bought 5 million coins for like $300.
For $300,
it's got to be worth I would guess maybe $100. I haven't looked at it. I'm not looking at this. I mean, we can look at
like,
it right
you
now.
You are not deep in this at all.
We can
brother.
Look at it right now if you want. I mean, no,
brother,
but when
you're
it's crashing,
putting $300 into things and mm-hmm. checking on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're doing scratch offs.
But I'm not checking. I'm saying I'm not checking on it.
Oh, you're not
it's
checking on
it. It's a long-term thing.
Okay, yeah.
But I would guess it's probably worth more less than $100.
I think you got to put real money in these things. That's why we're supposed to avoid them. We're too poor to do shit like that. We shouldn't go to casinos.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do Bitcoin. We don't have – you need to be able to drop some money, some money you could kind of throw away mm-hmm. on a thing, like on the gamble.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, what you're gambling is your entire life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, but I mean, but I'm putting in. But you just said you should put in money that you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
I'm putting in when I can afford to
lose.
Oh,
sure. Yeah. But what I'm saying is the gain from that is rare, right? When you put in little, Sean, you have stocks.
Yeah, I got some stocks.
You have
yeah.
real stocks or the new stocks.
No, I have real stock, but also like a lot of that's gambling. I mean,
yeah, and a lot of that's crashing too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Stock market crashed today.
Yeah.
We're recording this Wednesday, May 18.
Yeah. I have not looked at anything, but I do have my son's birthday money, which I still have to buy some assets with. So now I can figure
Ape
out what
strong
I want
together, Mike.
Yeah.
Time for those
so
diamond
now I can
hands.
Buy him like an NFT that was $10 million.
I just realized that when Wall Street bros listen to Dave Matthews Band's Crash, mm-hmm. they think of the stock market because they definitely hear the word crash. In terms of the stock
Whoa.
Market, way off.
What the fuck kind of
and
observation?
And that's no, because that's their life. You relate it to
you
your
sound
life.
Like a slam poet right not, now.
No, okay. Listen, when you listen to the 8 Mile soundtrack, you relate it to comedy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you listen to an Eminem song, you relate it to comedy.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Like, I'm right.
I'm
I don't
gonna
even need
kill
to
myself. Yeah, yeah.
I remember there was a comic who got passed at some club in the city and then posted the lyrics to some lyric from 8 Mile. And then he had a picture of him, like, walking with the club sign,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, out in the street. And he's, like, walking by it, walking away from it with his fist in the air. Like,
yeah, that's what the ending of 8 Mile is you get to perform for a Dutch tourist at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And all your dreams come true.
That guy should be killed, whoever he – I doubt he still works there, right? Anyway, all right. So about $2 trillion was wiped out, and I guess it's like funny, you know. You look back at it because this summer I was like, oh, okay, cool. So the amount of money that I had, I probably put about, you know, 5,000 into cryptocurrency, and it was up to like $8,000. It was up to like $8,000. No, I probably invested like $4,000 in crypto.
Oh, okay.
It was up to like $8,000. So I kind of like I had a nice return. In fact, I can tell you what it was. I mean, are you guys going to make me look at my crypto right now?
You're talking to yourself right now. We stopped arguing.
All right. So
it's okay. We don't.
Well, my total balance is $3,300
right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you lost like $1,000.
I must have put more than 5,000 into it, but that's not bad. That's not terrible.
No, but you probably put what 7,000 in it, if you're being honest.
No, I'm probably I don't know. I don't know what my like principal is. I'm guessing around. It's definitely not 4,000 though. It's probably like 5,000. It's probably like $5,000. So I'm down like $1,700. It's not that bad. No big deal.
When you say the numbers, you sound like Rain Man, but mm-hmm. like if you didn't understand the numbers.
Yeah.
Like you're saying it the same way, but you
Rain
don't
Man didn't
know.
Understand the numbers.
I thought he understood the numbers.
I don't know.
He had to have understood the numbers.
You're trying to say that Rain Man is smarter than me.
Rain Man's smart. Isn't that part of it? I've never seen Rain Man. I assumed he's smart. He's like annoying, but he's also smart, right? You know his numbers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can count cards.
He counts cards! That's a math. That's like the math version.
Yeah,
being smart.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Mike is like having like an autistic friend, but like his autism is like Italian.
Uh huh.
That's the worst of both worlds. Is like you're Rain Man retarded and you're bad with numbers.
Just Rain Man,
like,
but he's Italian.
Look at all the black people in this neighborhood. I can count all of them.
Yeah. Tom Cruise just shaking the shit out of you. Yeah. Knock it off, man!
Yeah.
He's got to roll. He can't have the convertible down because you're just like shouting things at women.
There's 400 Puerto Ricans in that building.
Yeah.
Oh, it's still mad. You know, Michael. this used to be a respectable neighborhood.
It's just like a abandon you at the strip club. Yeah. You don't notice till the next morning I'm gone.
Yeah.
There's seven Dominicans on Wapna. Whoa.
I'm going to give 700 kisses to mommy. Mommy, come here. One.
Do you hear men when your wife is walking or when your wives are walking down the street? Do you hear men compliment them when they're on their Bluetooth with you?
It is constant with me.
Well, yeah. Like people are what do you call it?
Catcalling.
Catcalling,
you know,
police.
But you know, yeah, they figured it out now. You know, they take a deep breath and they go, I just have to say, you know, they act like they've read a book ever, you know.
Yeah.
They go, ma'am, I must say. Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, like, you know? They're, yeah, like they're William Shakespeare, yeah, or something. Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. They wrote a sonnet about it. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing, because sometimes, you know, when you see a beautiful woman, you're like, I should say something.
Yeah.
You know what it is, Mike? You've worked on a truck. And yeah. I've never catcalled women. Dude, I never looked at women in a too much of a derogatory way,
me,
you know?
Neither, yeah.
And then I sat in a truck for too long one day,
yeah,
and I was just being a scumbag, yeah, man. Like, it's something about sitting in a truck.
It changes you.
Dude, because you're
for
sitting
there. For the
better
there, and for the worse.
You're looking at, what, you're reading a book, you're looking at your phone. You're reading your book, you're looking at a phone. And then what do? You mm-hmm. stare at a homeless guy. Then yeah. what do? You look yeah. at a fire hydrant. And yeah. then what? And now all of a sudden you're looking at ladies. Now yeah. you're judging the ladies.
Yeah.
Now what do you say to, you know, it's like.
Hey, here's something for the listener to try. I never tried this, but I did think of it, because you're right. You see a beautiful woman in public, you think, how would I speak to her? Like, how do you break the ice?
Yeah.
All right, so what about this? I thought of this. Never tried it, but the listeners, they can try it. Okay. Tell us if it works.
Okay.
You go up to her, you say, hey, I'm sorry, but you're beautiful, and I'd regret it if I didn't try to talk to you. You think that would work?
Like, yeah.
That would work at like least they... X percentage of the time.
No,
right?
I would hope you mean that too, though, because I think that's kind of what everybody means. Like,
right.
Even yeah. like the fucking like whoever the hell is doing it, honestly. Like the mm-hmm. like the slimiest construction worker. There is a part of it that like, oh, if she talked to me, I'd buy her roses. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
there is that dynamic of it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you do that to dupe them, that's gross. But if you do it realizing that that's the truth, that that's actually what you're trying to say.
But then, what if you
yeah,
do that,
that
and they turn out to be Australian? And they're like, hey, thanks. All right. Good. That's nice and good. So, you want to fuck my pussy? You want to have sex?
But
and
it's
you're
like,
oh, no, actually, ma'am, sorry.
Have
I didn't
you ever
realize.
Had sex with an Australian?
No,
he didn't.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Sean?
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't.
All right. You get up there.
But that's like, you know, like most of women's like survival mechanisms are just like to protect them from men they don't know, because it's like the most dangerous thing in the world, which is why like it's easier to talk to a girl when you have like a mutual friend to introduce you as an icebreaker, because then she has like some reassurance like, oh, this guy's not going to fucking kill me, you know? So it's like the question is, when you just see a beautiful woman in public and you don't know her, what can you say? How do you talk to her? And I thought of that, and I think it might work sometimes.
Yeah. It's not bad, but then sometimes do they kind of go like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I guess you know when they're into it or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The idea is like you strike up a conversation and then you can kind of see.
Yeah.
I've never approached a woman in my life, I don't think, to like.
No?
No, never once. Mm. It's always been them approaching me.
Mm.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen often also. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
Not
I've
all
never...
of us can get up to Tucker Carlson body count levels.
Yeah, well, that's certainly not happening either, but I wouldn't know the first thing to say to someone. It would I'd have to be joking around. Like, there's nothing honest I could say to a person.
Yeah.
Because I don't casually talk to people. I need to start doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk to
cashiers
and
shit. You get used to it. You get better at it. Because then it's like, you just kind of, you get better at, like, striking up a conversation with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And making it more casual.
I always got headphones on or something, but.
I feel like I might have had sex with 100 women, but if you count, if you take away all the times that my dick didn't get hard right away, you'd probably be more like 20. You know, like all the times that I was like, just give me a second. All right, we're good. Let's do it. Yeah, but anyway, I am kind of ready. I mean, you guys have seen my son; he's very beautiful. I am ready for him to be gay, but I'm not. I don't know if I'm ready for him to be trans, if he's trans, you know? And he does get mistaken for a girl on the street a lot. So
why
like,
are
that's
you not
a,
ready? Because you're afraid.
Not that I'm not ready.
Look at him a certain way.
It's like I don't care who you have sex with, but then it's like, all right, well, let's I hope we're really sure that you wanna. And then it's the thing. It's like, well, now I need a lot of money to pay for all the operations because I don't want him to be some like Twitter trans person, you know, like. Who doesn't even look the part and is just like yelling at me, getting
that's
mad
part
at jokes.
Of it, though. That's you, part of it, though.
What?
That's like fucking Mike's 12D chest to lose all his money on crypto so he can't pay for facial feminization surgery.
Fuck. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sorry. I mean, Bridget.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, we got to wait till Shiba Inu coin. That thing's going to a dollar, I'm telling you. And then I'm going to get you the nicest fake tits you've ever
seen
in
your whole
life.
That's like the most beautiful thing. I hope my kid isn't trans because I don't have the money to,
no, I don't, not that I don't,
to help the way. It's kind of like how some parents like don't want their kids to play hockey because it's too expensive of a sport.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just
right,
like,
right,
please,
right.
No, not for that
have
reason.
You thought about maybe just being gay, son?
Just like that's at least free.
Yeah. Can't you just be like non? What about being non-binary? Non-binary is like the soccer of.
He's not even like in a gay league. You're just like, go be gay with your friends in the park. Like you don't even have enough money to let him join a league.
Yeah.
Go in the woods. Be gay with your friends. Come on. Why do you gotta?
This woman is trans. I follow her on TikTok and like. But
so that's a woman.
That's a.
But like, yeah, but that's. I know exactly what you mean.
Man, trans woman.
That's a beautiful.
It's a beautiful woman.
That's a hot lady.
She's like a hot lady, but she's talked about how she's had like facial feminization surgery.
Yeah,
you know, it's not just hormones.
Yeah,
it's more than hormones. You got to get the plastic surgery and everything like that. So
you don't got to, but if you can, you do. Is the idea?
Yeah, and then she's still got a little like bass in her voice. You know?
Yeah.
But. So, yeah, so that's something that I think about. And then, because he gets mistaken for a girl, and then, you know, it's like, and then my wife's like, why are you talking about this? He's my baby boy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he might not be.
Yeah.
You
know?
Absolutely.
You know,
what I've noticed with trans, because growing up, I always thought trans people were like old men, you know? Like,
old men.
The only thing I thought it was like.
You thought they were Barney Gumble?
No, you know? Like, yeah, like I thought it was like big hands and like, you know, they wore a wig and like you saw them randomly at a mall or something,
yeah,
you know, as
yeah,
a kid. And you went, oh, okay, that's a drag queen or a trans person.
Yeah.
And then I go, they're all old. They're all like old men.
Right.
And then I realized the young ones looked like hot ladies, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was only noticing old trans people because young people who are trans.
Yeah.
Look like hot ladies. How crazy is that?
Like hot yeah.
It's yeah.
insane.
Yeah, only the ones who blow mafia guys and then get disfigured in acid attacks look bad.
Wait, this happened?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the Sopranos.
Sopranos, yeah.
Plot line. I thought this actually happened.
Yeah, also, because it probably takes those women like 60 years of their lives to come out and feel comfortable, you know? But not today. Not in this era, but anyway, so that's what I got to think about. Yeah, you're right. I do need crypto. I do need Shiba Inu coin to go to a dollar so that I can get my son, you know, some new tits if he needs them.
Absolutely.
But then it's kind of like I hope you're sure that if you're trans, I hope you're sure that you're trans.
Right.
You know, we're not gonna just make your penis into a pussy.
Just willy nilly.
Are you just one of those guys who's too nervous to ask for a refund? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Deb is just like, just go back and ask for the money back,
well,
Mike.
It's not your identity.
It's like, Dad, just go back. You guys do it.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm voting Trump in 2042 because he's the only one who's going to get people refunds for transitioning. I guess there's. Go ahead.
Well, no. You could say what you mean.
Well, I guess there's not that much to say about cryptos and NFTs. I mean, before the NFT came out, it was kind of like, okay, I got this thing. It's crypto. It's Ethereum. It's going to go to $20,000. We're going to create some intergenerational wealth with this thing. You know, like let's go. But now after it's crashed, this crash feels a little different. I got to say. So. You know, but looking back on it, you're like, well, what even was this thing?
Yeah.
Well, and then it's a coin, and then you use it to buy pictures of monkeys.
No, but for some reason, people are suffering. That's right. That is happening.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Why?
There's lots of wealth that gets tied up in it, and then it gets wiped out. So, like, if you had X amount of money in crypto and you lose all of it, now you have to sell your stocks and then the stocks go down, so it's kind of like a ripple effect.
Right. And then it was sold as like a hedge against the stock market, which is stupid. But it wasn't – it didn't seem like the worst idea at the time because I go, okay, well, I got my stocks, and then I got my computer money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's interesting when it comes to, like, scams is, like, first of all, with any of these things, like, overvalued stocks or crypto or whatever, you actually can make money if you just time it right.
If you time it right.
Right. Like, yeah. as long as you're there, there's always a greater fool, as long as you're not the greater fool. Mm-hmm. So it was like we did an episode on Grubstakers, the old podcast on Tesla and Elon Musk. And that was back in 2019, and I did a lot of research about how, like, Tesla's overvalued and all that, and I said as much on the podcast. But had I just fucking bought Tesla after, I would have made a lot of money, because back in 2019, even though Tesla was overvalued on paper, a whole bunch of people bought the thing, and now it's just, like, even more valuable than ever. It's gone down a bit, but...
But then if it was already overvalued in 2019, then how do you know that it was... How do you know you should have bought it then?
Well, you can't know. Yeah. You can only make those kinds of decisions based on what is everybody else going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the same thing with crypto, where it's like in terms of a long-term investment, it's not smart to put your money on that, but you can sometimes, if you have, let's say, crowd psychology or some idea of where people are going, you can buy assets that are scams and still make money because other people buy them after you.
Because you can, because you get in at the right time.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Well, because when the AMC thing happened, I remember, like, I bought some AMC. I think I bought it at about $16. There was one, a couple months later, it went up to, like, it went as high as $72 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's still people... online. Now, there were people saying that it was going to go to $1 million a share. There were literally people saying that. And then you can – so all the problem is all this language kind of sounds like it's almost impossible to remove emotions from stuff because you can kind of convince anybody anything. You could be like invest in this company that, you know, they show up and you put your – diarrhea in a bag and they collect it for you and then you go like, oh, you could convince somebody like that is the if there's money involved, you could be like, that is the future, you know.
Well, in terms of like a real investment, the first thing you got to ask is like, what does it actually do? And like with crypto, you know, I'm not the smartest at understanding it, but as far as I can tell, it still has no application except for
utility.
You can buy illegal drugs and illegal child porn. If you want to do that, crypto has demonstrated that it can be used to do that. But other than that, I don't know what it can actually do.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I
don't either. But when everything was up last summer.
Yeah.
I was like, well, it's just going to keep going up. So it's hard. So if it recovers from this crash and it goes up again, me right now, I'd be like, sell it, get rid of it, because it's going to crash again. Because it will crash again.
All right.
I don't know if it's coming back from this point. It might. I don't, you know, but, nice. But, I guess the point is that, like, you just never know. And you can't really, there's no way of predicting this stuff. Unless it's later down the line. Because, it's like you said, you can make money off this stuff, but...
Well, there's like
I don't know.
Yeah, there's an old expression, the market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. And what that means is like even if you figure something out, you know, like this stock is undervalued or this stock is overvalued, you know, if there's a million idiots throwing way more money than you'll ever see in your life in the opposite direction until some fundamental shift happens, you can always get the timing wrong even if you're right on the fundamentals.
Yeah.
So yeah, like that's kind of the situation with like Bitcoin right now is, well, I don't really know to be honest, but I think like I got out of it just because I never understood it. And that's, you know, one of those old Warren Buffett rules is don't invest long-term in things you don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I was asking is, doesn't it actually like so mining Bitcoin is a real thing, right? It's not just actually digital. It's like a real thing that's happening.
You think there's someone going in like a
No, I know there's not someone mining. But
like,
aren't there people getting
like
their
fucking...
There's
a bunch of children somewhere.
Well, isn't something terrible happening to people and it's not just about losing? I'm not talking about the people who invest in Bitcoin. I'm talking about somewhere in the world people are suffering because we are doing Bitcoin.
There's a large amount of electricity usage goes into Bitcoin mining.
And it's like demented, right?
It's very significant, yeah. So people say it's accelerating global warming because
of all
this
power
usage. No, just on, you know, Reddit boards, they're putting the
Scott was like, wait a minute, so are they sending children into a mine to get Bitcoin and they're dying?
Yeah.
I actually
like
do.
That Donkey Kong
I do
want to
sound this one out, though, because Scott came into this being like, isn't something, like, bad happening to people because of this with no other frame of reference to what that actually is?
Wow,
That'd be so great if there was a machine that could read Scott's thoughts, and you're just like, you just see like somebody like, get down there and get on that Bitcoin.
Dude, people told me it was bad, and for some reason, I just assumed people were suffering somewhere. That's insane. My brain did that.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is Bitcoin, or he's Dogecoin.
He's Dogecoin.
And now his family, they hurt people.
They owned an emerald mine, in South Africa.
And that's real mining, right?
That's real mining.
Hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't you like stay away from the word mining? Like wouldn't you not get into a type of like cryptocurrency?
Yeah,
because that's like mining is mentioned a lot.
Yeah,
but your family is known for mining. You know,
I don't think anybody cares.
And harming people.
I don't think people care.
Wouldn't your brain do that though? I'm so paranoid of like anything that would make my brain go, "Oh my god, everyone's gonna start going mining." Oh, your family.
Yeah. No, I don't think these people are paranoid. I don't think they care about.
Well, it's not like he invented the term crypto mining.
No, I know that. But your family is known for whatever he said. People are being hurt in mines. And then you're going, yeah, I'd like to get into crypto mining. And it's like, how about you don't get to talk, say the word mining anymore, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You don't think that's kind of like an actual honest take?
Yeah, no, it's a good. It's a good point.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
but anyway, so have you guys ever been, like, scammed or ripped off or, I don't know, like, maybe you spent money on something that you shouldn't spend money on, or did you ever, like, anything in your life that you can remember? Because I feel like everybody gets taken for a ride sometimes, and I think it's good. I think it's important. I think it's important to give your money away. And or to get taken advantage of, so it doesn't happen again. I guess.
Yeah. I like that. Would you like to be the guy who teaches them that lesson? You know.
Yeah, kind
of. Hey, sorry,
yeah.
Lady.
I'm just teaching you a lesson.
Now you know.
Yeah. Yes, I need your. I need you to go get Best Buy gift cards. Okay, now go ahead and read me that number, and this will pay your taxes.
But now what they're doing?
I don't want to say who, but I do know a comedian who actually fell for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He lost like $5,000 or something insane.
No.
I know. Yeah, it was just like some guy in India calling him with the IRS is after you. You have to go buy Best Buy gift cards and read them out. Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. He's like a functional adult, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is like, I have no idea how much money I actually owe in taxes.
Yeah.
Because I get paid, like, you know, I get paid cash for a lot of stuff, and I, you know.
Oh, yeah, man, I don't pay taxes the last 2 years, and I owe for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think I can explain myself in a way, you know.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think we make enough for them to care.
I think something like that.
I think we'll be just okay.
That's the problem, though. They fuck with people. I remember my dad being furious because they wanted, like, $300 from him from like 9 years, you know, prior.
They told
he's just snapping in the house because
They told your dad he has to report those bribes he's taking.
Hey, I found that money. God damn it.
The IRS wants that money I took from that drug house fair and square.
But now with scams, they can, like, you know, replicate your voice.
Scott's dad has to blow an IRS official because he got head from a lady who called the cops. So he has to give reparations. No, you show me your tits. How about that, tough guy?
Did the IRS ever, like, show up to people's door? Like, do any of these people have balls, though? Like, do they ever come knocking?
There are IRS cops, yeah.
There's IRS cops.
You could be an IRS cop.
What kind of fucking losers are these, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just like there's postal inspectors.
What's the coolest type of cop? Blame his type of cop. Like, what would you type of cop would you want your kid to be? You go, I'm proud of this type of cop, you know?
Maybe like undercover security at a carnival.
Undercover security at a carnival? Yeah, I kind of like that. Yeah. What you want to say is you want a cop who protects kids. Like, yeah. I wanted to say, I always liked the you cop know, that I hung want, around the school.
I want, if my kid was going to be a cop, I'd want him to be like a cop with a high voice that like traps pedophiles. Who's like,
hey, hello, this is Peter. yeah, okay, well.
And he's like 30, he's like 42 years old. He's like,
gotcha, motherfucker. Gotcha, pervert.
Yeah, he retires. They call him. They're like, we need you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
like, I can't. Okay. I don't know. I guess I got one more sting in me. I'm a changed man.
That was the funniest thing about, like, the gamut of To Catch a Predator reactions. Hmm. When people get caught, one guy one time just like put his shirt on his face. And he was like,
"Yeah, that's
I'm
the
sorry.
That's how like ostriches like bury their heads in the sand, thinking yeah, they're yeah. invisible now from predators." Yeah,
yeah. He's like, "I'm sorry," and then some guys get like really defensive, and then some guy. I think one guy was like a lawyer, and he was like, "Am I being charged with a crime here?" He tried to like talk his way out of
He's
it.
Like,
I remember one time I signed up for a membership in New York Sports Club in Jersey, and the girl who sold me the membership was she was very tan, and she had like a she had a fat ass. She was very like Jersey trashy hot, and I was like, I'm only gonna be here, throughout the school year. And she was like, I'm like, I don't know if I could do a 1 year commitment. She was like, yeah, that's fine, you can cancel. And then they didn't let me cancel. Cut to 9 months later, don't let me cancel. I got to pay $75 a month. So I guess I learned a lesson that day.
You think
about
that's a scam
women,
or her not knowing
women.
Her job?
No, I think that she just wanted the sale.
Yeah.
Because I was living back in South Jersey, and I drove back up to North Jersey to formally cancel the membership. And they were like, sorry, there's nothing we can do, even though I moved. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. But this was before like the internet, where you just take out your cell phone and be like, how fucking dare you, this fucking bitch. This bitch at New York Sports Club won't let me cancel my membership, and then she gets death threats, and then you get your $75 back. You know, good
yeah.
old internet justice. What about you guys?
Well, I've never. I mean, I'm sure. Look, I just recently, 2 weeks ago, my mother called me about a scam uh-huh. where my brother-in-law's grandmother got a phone call from my brother-in-law. Apparently, it was his voice mm-hmm. saying, "Grandmom in jail. Mm-hmm. I'm going to transfer you to a lawyer. I need mm-hmm. bail." Mm-hmm. He said my sister's name, mm-hmm. who he's married to. He mm-hmm. said, "Hey, Caitlin, I don't want to call her."
He probably was your brother-in-law.
That's what Khalees said, and yeah. then I said, and then but. But it's a scam, apparently.
Yeah.
They're cloning your voice? I don't know. Or they're just finding out information. But uh-huh. they're calling older people.
Yeah. yeah.
And they're saying they're their grandkids, and they, like, know information about them. Mm-hmm. And then she, the lawyer transferred, and it was like, all right, like, give me the numbers. And then she was like, wait, let me call my daughter. And mm-hmm. he's like, Grandma, no! Hung up on him.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, that's, like, the thing with scams is... they're always trying to get you to do stuff right away because, if you talk to somebody, like, the entire gig can fall apart. So that's always, like, if you suspect a scam, just be like, I need to talk to X person and wait to the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
Because usually you'll hear them freak out and be like, no, it has to happen right away. Or, there's an urgency, there's a time limit, all this kind of shit.
Yeah. I feel like I got scammed this weekend. I bought a burrito for a homeless guy. And I like regret doing it because he was like sitting on the curb. He was like, you got some change? And I was like, no, but I can buy you something. And then I was like, he's like, I don't even know what's around here. They always like,
yeah.
You ever like meet a homeless person? You go like, I kind of get why you're on the street.
Yeah, I had that. I was on my lunch break, and like I offered to buy this guy something.
They're not all like magical.
Yeah,
yeah.
I offered to buy this guy something from Dunkin' Donuts because I told him I didn't have any cash. He's like, "You should go to an ATM." I'm like,
yeah.
"You motherfucker! I'm on my lunch break."
Yeah.
Like I'm taking time and my money to help you.
Yeah.
And then
why don't you contribute something to
That's
society,
right.
buddy?
That's
instead
right.
of just your diarrhea all over the sidewalk. But anyway, so, I mean, it was fine. I'm glad that I bought this homeless guy the burrito, but we're walking. So now he's, like, following me down the street, and he's like, I don't even know what's around here. I'm like, there's a bakery right here. He's like, nah, I want to get something, like substantial. He's like, I want to get something that's
substantial?
He said, I want to get something that's going to, like, stick to my ribs, you know? And I'm like, well, there's, like, a burrito place right here. And then he's like, all right. And I hand him the menu, and I'm like, just pick something off of this. He picks the biggest burrito on the menu, obviously.
Yeah, that's okay, though, right?
That's okay.
That is okay, yes.
Yeah. But I'm like,
Mike's a socialist.
Deb.
He's willing to help.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe not. I'm like, Deb is calling me, so she's like, where are you? And I, like, text her back, like, something, you know, vague. So now she thinks I'm, like, cheating on her because I'm like, I'm down the street. I'm down Court Street. That's what I said. So she's like, I don't know what the fuck that means. Meanwhile, this homeless guy is like, he's like, all right, I'll take the pork, you know, the grande burrito. And I'm like, all right. And then I order the thing, and then I get a phone call. I go outside, walk back in, and he's like, the guy behind the counter is like, it's for him, right? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they think I'm lying. Like I guess he got attitude with the guys making the burrito. And then, long story short, they made the burrito, and he's like complaining about it, and he's like, "Yeah, they didn't even ask me what I wanted on it." He's like, "They just threw it together." And I'm like, "He's like, they just like threw my shit together and just made it. They didn't even we can all infer what race this guy. I don't have to pretend." But he's like, you know, he's like, they come in here, they see a black man, and they don't want to. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. But he appreciated the burrito. But it was too much of a pain. You're supposed to feel good when you do these things.
Yeah.
It was like too much of a pain in the ass.
I think what could have happened is a man experienced racism and you were irritated by it. Or he's homeless and crazy.
No, because it's like you just order the thing and they make it.
Yeah.
I don't think the Mexicans that made his burrito were racist. I don't think they were like, hey, you fucking, you black bastard.
What accent was that?
It was Liam Neeson. I don't think the Mexican guys were like, yeah, oh yeah, I bet you want your burrito, you piece right. of shit. Hey. No, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes you have anyway. Like a stressful day and you like. Want to help out a homeless person, but you also want them to be like, you're the best person.
You're
the only one who's good out. And, you know, you just like, just a little fucking gratitude would help. I spent $10 on this burrito.
Literally, it was like 14 bucks.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's worth a, hey, Mike,
buddy,
thank you.
I know you didn't get more than a dollar from anybody else on the street. And I got you lunch. So... That's a big scam to me, the homeless. So.
Oh, yeah, homeless people asking for money is a scam. You mean when they have the sign and it's like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, need food, they're actually going to buy it for other things? Is that what you're implying?
Well, that's I'm just saying they ruin most, it. These people ruin it. They ruin it for all the other homeless people. Because then to the guys behind the counter, like, oh, look at this white piece of shit, white savior, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to buy this homeless guy a burrito, ruining my day.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck you. Well, now, then I look like a, you know, some, I look like kind of a cuck.
Well,
things that run through your head.
No, they're annoyed at me because they're like, this guy wants to, this fucking do-gooder, and now I got to get yelled at by this homeless guy. Rough. That's what the guys working there think. And it's like, I am a socialist. I'm pro-worker. I don't want workers to deal with homeless bullshit at their job. That's how I feel.
There was like a John Stossel. He was on ABC News. He ran the 2020 program, but he did like a segment, which is basically homeless people are all scammers.
Oh yeah,
because they would set up like some homeless people to just go beg
that
and like
a piece of shit, huh?
Yeah, he's that's an fucking asshole. Crazy.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean like. You know, I could talk about that for a while, but he's like this libertarian, you know, government is wasteful and efficient. But he was on TV during the height of the Iraq war and didn't do one fucking segment about all that billions that went missing in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Of course.
He just like focused on homeless people. But basically, yeah, he would just like send people out to like corners to pretend to be homeless and be like, look, they made more money than a minimum wage worker. You know,
loser.
It's all a scam.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Dad,
yeah.
He pitched that to like
and
MTV.
Are you gonna give the money back, John? You piece of fucking garbage. Or are you just gonna keep it? What did he do with the money?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember that. That's when it came out where it was like this woman made $300, and then she went back to whatever. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he, like...
They, like, follow her around. And look, there she is, overdosing on crystal meth.
Harassing homeless people. Stalking homeless people, yeah, going to be like, you better not go home, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to follow you till the end of the night. If you go home, you're fucked.
Yeah. Well, there's another scam, you know, the local news, because you'd like to think of these, some of these networks as, like, just being kind of, like, unbiased. Because my mom also watches, like, Eyewitness News or whatever it is. Hmm. But that is that's always
very... She watches News 12 New Jersey, right?
No, I think it's mostly like Eyewitness.
Oh, okay.
Eyewitness News, like Channel 7.
Yeah, okay.
Like
yeah.
Channel 7 News, but Channel 7 News is like what you'd think would be unbiased, but every story on that is like, is a black teenager coming to your house right now to play the knockout game on your baby? You know, like the stories that they choose to tell are very.
I think all news anchors should have to tell us how many people they've had sex with. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be like a real like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do kind of trust Tucker more implicitly now that he's. Yeah. Now that I know that.
And yeah, also, yeah, yeah. When
Gretchen
when
Carlson just ran yeah. through.
Greg Gutfeld, as they're debating,
Greg Gutfeld, I'm guessing Greg Gutfeld has had sex with like two women. You can just tell, even for somebody on TV, he just gets no pussy.
I'm doing the Gutfeld face right now. So-called comedian, Mike Racine.
Says I get no pussy. Mike Racine says I get no pussy. Well, I'll have to... Let me show you my credit card statement from last week. They call me Greg Slutfeld down at the whorehouse where I pay for sex.
Yeah, no, that is very funny though. Those homeless segments. We followed this homeless guy, and guess what? He owns a bicycle.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they're trying to own homeless people. Yeah. It's like that fucking guy who goes on college campuses and then tries to like own kids who, like, of course, they're not exactly sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How to fully articulate what the fuck is happening? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of amazing. John Stossel only got slapped around by a wrestler once. Cause
did
like
he?
Wait, that's the guy. That's the guy who got smacked by the wrestler.
Yeah, that's the same guy. Yeah,
he's such a great clip.
I know, it's great. He sued that wrestler because he's like a fucking baby piece of
shit.
Yeah,
man, it ruined his life. I mean, a lot of wrestlers. I hate that I can't remember his name right now, but a lot of wrestlers, you know, the wrestlers just held him in such high regard after that. But
yeah,
no one
Stossel deserved
it.
Every journalist deserves to get slapped around.
John Stossel had another segment where he went to people who were like in line for food stamps and like showed them local job applications in the area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, Well, that guy, that fucking guy, Peter Schiff, did that. The economist or whatever he is.
Yeah.
He like, dude, that fucking. I hate this guy so much. He went to Walmart and he was like, "Hey, so you shop at Walmart, right? And do you think the workers deserve a higher wage?" And everyone's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Okay, so do you want to donate some? Do you want to pay a little more for your stuff? Do you want to donate some money? Because it's for the workers." I'm like, this guy should be. And then this fucking F slur that I don't want to use right now, but he makes a video where he's like, "I've been getting harassed continually." Man, I wish we could pull that up, but maybe not today. But anyway, so he made a video where like crying about it. But speaking of people who who do stuff like that and are crybabies, Jordan Peterson had I guess he's leaving Twitter. And you know, I'll never forget this Onion headline for some article. It was a local man regrets all the bullshit that he listened to in his life. And you know, there's and I feel like in life, you know, you got a lot of downtime. You need someone or people to listen to. And there's a lot of, like, especially today, I don't know, I just feel like there's a lot of horse shit out there. There's a lot of bad, I don't know, just
they're
bad
bots,
shows,
dude.
Bad ideas.
Speaking of being scammed.
Yeah.
Aren't bots kind of just Twitter and whatever? It's completely manipulating, like, what we give a fuck about. Am I right?
I don't know.
I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about bots.
It's just like, I genuinely love Scott's brain where it's
that's
like.
That's real. It's no, a bot. It's a fucking scam. It's
I'm like, not that much smarter than Scott.
No, how's that not a scam, though?
So like,
but it's like a news article, and he like takes one sentence from each of the first five paragraphs.
It's like, what is the question that you want to be answered?
I don't
The thing is,
we're talking
like,
about fucking scams, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now we all know a bunch of people. You know, they're trying to counteract these bots or whatever the fuck.
This is
Elon Musk. There was a bunch of right. He just got a bunch of bots removed from his Twitter recently, and it was
ton. This is you're close. It's Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter. Or he's actually made a commitment to buy Twitter, yes. but now Elon Musk is trying to back out because he says there's too many bots or that Facebook lied about the number of bots versus the number of real users. And there's kind of open debate about is he just trying to back out, like just finding an excuse to renege on the contract, which is, I think is what he's doing.
Yeah.
But it's...
But genuinely a real issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it is just very funny to me how you synthesized all that information into Elon Musk removed a bunch of bots from Twitter.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, now, yeah, but that's bad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jordan Peterson's leaving Twitter because, I mean, this is pretty funny. So there's a, what do you call them nowadays? Plus, I don't think you can say plus size anymore.
I think that's fine.
But anyway,
plus
so
size, yeah.
I
just want to say, like, if they weren't bots, how many people are actually tweeting about Ukraine right now?
12.
307 or some shit?
Yeah.
Like, if it's not for bots, it's definitely way less, right? Okay, continue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess there are a lot of bots on Twitter.
So back to this fat bitch.
Back to this. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, so Jordan Peterson tweeted us. So it was a plus-size woman.
There's a plus-size woman on the cover of Sports Illustrated again. Now, this is like they keep doing this, right? Like, didn't they put a trans woman on, which that's cool. But you know, it's like last year it was a trans woman. The year before that it was a Polish woman. You know, the year before that it's a woman with Down syndrome. You know, and it's just like, we get it. You want us to, you know. So they put a plus size model. These women they're not unattractive. It's weird that there's this like you shouldn't really even like think about it. You shouldn't
Dude,
see like a plus size
genuinely
model.
Genuinely not unattractive. Like I don't know what guy doesn't want to have sex with a lady because she has weight on her.
Yeah.
Who is this person? This guy's a fucking loser. Truly.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna have sex with a person because they have weight on.
Yeah.
I mean, especially this woman who has like a model face.
Yeah. Who's that other guy that his name's I think Jesse Kelly or something. He took a picture of like a plus size model and he was like, man, my sons are growing up in a different world than when I did. It's like the world you grew up in, it was gay men who controlled and they were like, who looks the most like a boy, you know? And now we have.
Yeah,
we
also
have
it's like, is your wife fat? And he can say yes. And then you go, well, then see. And then you go, well, is your wife fat? He goes, no. He goes, well, how many of your friends' wives are fat? And he goes, well, shit. Mm-hmm. You do have to appeal to people. It's like,
yeah.
And I don't mean just appeal to people, because we constantly look at it as a thing of like, oh, we're letting women think they're pretty when they're not,
yeah,
or some
shit. Yeah.
But how about like the guys who like genuinely
who
are like,
it.
No, these are fucking hot bit. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of guys too.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
All my friends fuck girls who look like that.
Yeah.
So what is anybody even pretending?
I know.
Just going, not my face. It's no, a Disney argument. It's don't change Disney. It's mm-hmm. fucking fake anyway, you loser.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I feel like big asses were never really like in style. Like there were jokes. I remember maybe 20 years ago there were jokes about like, oh, you got to her ass is fat. And now it's like all the girls they're all doing squats. They all want the big ass.
Right. White girls are killing themselves with Brazilian butt lifts.
Yeah.
All because Sir Mix-a-Lot made a number one hit once.
Yeah. Perfect.
No, I mean, I agree with that, though I do think it's interesting where I think the fast food industry in this country has kind of promoted obesity and some of that healthy at any size nonsense, which is, you know.
That's not
true.
Oh, there's a total difference between health and attractiveness.
Right.
But the idea that, like, oh, that's not attractive, it's like, all right, dude, you're just, like, lying to yourself. Is it not healthy? No, none of them are healthy.
Yeah.
No, bad. Change, for sure, for your health.
Like anorexia.
Healthy at any size. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm healthy at any size. Stop bothering me. My doctor needs to get off my ass. My doctor's fatphobic. It's me, Brian Cox. Go ahead, Queen. Have that extra Big Mac. You deserve it. You're so beautiful.
There was like.
Do you think there's a tie-in? I mean, like, so you said the fast
food
thing.
Italian?
No, a tie-in where, you know, because you're right. The fast food industry has to be pushing oh, being heavy is okay and or whatever, yeah, yeah. Right? Mm. So do you think part of it is the fast food industry getting on the horn with the modeling industry? Or do you think it's just life?
Yeah, I do.
It feels like life, though. No, it feels like the natural progression of things to be like more and more inclusive as time passes, right?
Who cares if you can't fit in a revolving door anymore? You're so beautiful. Oh, I'm getting horny thinking about you. I don't even know if that's a good Brian Cox.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just like audibly masturbating.
Slay, bitch.
On the commercial.
There's a just a little side note. There's a little store in my neighborhood. They sell like it's like a woman's store. They sell like greeting cards. They sell, you know, stuff for like liberal women. They sell greeting cards and candles and stuff like that. And I was looking at the greeting cards, and there was a greeting card for someone with a new baby, and it says, "How's your vag?" And also, "How's the baby?" And it's like, yeah, I know men have been in charge and we've done genocide and a lot of horrible shit, but I think it might have been if human history was females in charge, it could have been way worse.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Yeah. God, Mike's dying.
That's all I want to say. That's what Mike's saying. That's all I want to say.
Mike's dying dog had shit himself and he's like right next to me or something. Well, I don't know. Maybe he just farted.
Oh, he probably just...
Yeah, I heard him fart. Or it was Mike. Mike is the one...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
the
you know
dog's
how people
really
make,
old.
You know how people make the joke, like, oh, the dog farted joke. Like, Mike genuinely got dogs so he could fucking fart. Mm-hmm. Or Mike, at the very least, dated a woman who had a dog mm-hmm. because of that situation.
Yeah.
And I know that's hack, but it's not in your situation because it's that real how bad your farts are.
Yeah. Okay, so Sports Illustrated, they put a fat, retarded woman on the cover of the magazine. And so
wait,
Jordan,
what was Jordan Peterson's exact tweet? Do you have it?
I don't – he
was
said,
just like,
he said,
not
sorry.
Cool.
I think I almost remember exactly what it was. He's like, sorry, not attractive. Oh, here it is. I got it right here. He goes, sorry, not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that. This woman is attractive. I don't think she's.
The problem with that, I feel like I like Jordan Peterson enough. Do we like Jordan Peterson enough? As a podcast, we have to make a decision on Jordan Peterson. Do we like him enough? Like, I think he has
think
some ideas, but then he says this, and
yeah.
I go, I got to question any other thing I ever went, ooh, I agree with Jordan Peterson on that, because this is such a silly thing to tweet.
I think he's like your racist grandmother who's, like, really good at making pie.
No,
you
but
know?
It's like,
he's
this is
good,
so obviously, a guy like this, you want him spewing facts, you know? You go, yeah. Ooh, Jordan Peterson, he tells it like it is.
Yeah.
And then you go, he tells it like it's opinion? Because that's what that is. It's his opinion. So,
this overweight
so blatantly.
Woman is not attractive. And the government's going to make me jack off to that. And that's not right.
Yeah, well, it's Joe Rogan. Yeah, it's really fucked up. It's crazy. They're trying to make you jack off to BBWs. They're literally come into your house and make you beat off to them.
It's funny, like, Jordan Peterson, like, tweeting like that while his fucking daughter's out getting busted out by Eastern European sex traffickers.
Wait, what? What is happening? What?
I think Sean might be actually crazy.
Sean, is this happening?
There's, yeah.
We just slowly realized that Sean is batshit insane.
No, this is real. You could look up Michaela Peterson. She, like, left
he's
her.
He's the guy in the high school.
That's his main daughter. He only has one daughter, right?
Yeah, he's the daughter Michaela Peterson. She
Sean's the guy in the heist movie who's like, I told her to stop screaming. If she just listened to me, don't make this.
His daughter like left her fiance, husband, boyfriend, whatever it was, for this guy who just got arrested in Eastern Europe. He was running a sex trafficking operation out of Romania. They had broken up before he got arrested, but she like left her fiance for him. And, yeah, he just got arrested in Romania like a month or two ago.
She had a fiance. She left her fiance for this guy who was running
this,
a sex trafficking
yes,
ring.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Hey, swag is swag.
That's right. That's you know? What happens when you raise your kids right.
Yeah.
And, you know, my daughter is attracted to alphas. I guess she gets that, you know, from listening to me talk about Disney princesses.
Can anybody...
What can I say? You can't make a woman want to fuck a beta male.
Women like alphas. Anyway, why do they have fat Pocahontas now? Why is the new Disney princess fat?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a strange guy. And, you know, you don't want to jump to conclusions or dismiss anybody. You know, there was a TikTok trend of Jordan Peterson being like, you know, hey, you have little kids for 4 years, and if you miss it, it's over. Like, so he'll be he's insightful about, you know, certain things. It is true. But I don't know. Nobody should be sharing all of their ideas. No one should be like... I mean,
it's crazy to say we have a podcast, but you are right. Yeah, no one should.
But we have a podcast, but we know we're trying to have a funny show, show with some information. You know, nobody should be sharing everything in their head and their heart because nobody has everything right. But he said, "Not beautiful, and no amount of authoritarian tolerance is going to change that." And then so he got dragged, which. Is, you know, this is very funny. What does that mean, authoritarian tolerance?
They're going to make you fuck the fat women.
They're going to...
You're going to eat the bugs, live in the pod, and fuck the fat women.
You are being forced to accept this, that she is beautiful, which you're not being forced to do.
They're
going to
open up the database.
Never, and you never were.
They're going to open up the database of anyone who ever bought a No Fat Chicks bumper sticker, and they're going to show up with, like, armed guards at your house, and they're going to make you go down on Rebel Wilson.
She's thin now.
Yeah, she. I don't know. I wanted to. Who's another?
They all get thin. That's what happens. You know.
Yeah. Did Precious get thin?
Lizzo. I don't know.
They're gonna make Lizzo. Lizzo's gonna give you a Rikishi style stink face. That's what the left. That's the future that the left wants.
Right. And if you don't get fully erect, they're gonna put you in a mining camp. It's like you got to get turned on by Lizzo.
You're going to have to mine Bitcoin. Garfield coin. If you don't get a boner from Lizzo. And Jordan Peterson's the only one brave enough to stand up to... Yeah.
Yeah, so Jordan Peterson's daughter was involved with Andrew Tate, who's he was like a right-wing MAGA influencer for a while. He was arrested in Romania in April. Him and his brother are been accused of kidnapping two women. They were running like a sex trafficking house, but also like a cam girl house, and at least two of the women there were kidnapped. And Jordan Peterson's daughter met, hung out with, and afterwards had her site hosted in Romania, presumably by Andrew Tate, according to Anus Warhol on Twitter.
You know what I like about you? You just have a kind bar on my table. Like you're gonna eat it like right before you like torture somebody. And your wife's like, "Sean, are you coming up for dinner?" You're like, "No, I'm not hungry." "Well, I don't know why it can't be tonight." Yeah, so then he left Twitter. He made a big thing about leaving Twitter. He's like, "You know, I just, people are so nasty. People are just so mean to me on Twitter when I say that I don't want to look at a fat woman." Made a big thing about it. And I don't know. I feel like, you know, I'm bummed for the young men of our world, of our country, because they're listening to, like, you know, they're listening to Jordan Peterson, they're listening to Tim Pool, God forbid. And there's not anybody.
I don't know anything about Tim Pool. I know what he looks like. He's got a skull cap a lot, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So Tim Pool is like he's like a YouTuber, and he says he's like not conservative. One of the dumbest guys probably that exists, and he's one of those like just asking questions guys. And he like recently he tweeted like, "If sex work is work, then can a boss make his employee suck his dick for a promotion?" Like, just as he's like, you know, takes. He's probably got a room of writers like, you know, writing
That's
them.
A fun take though.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna have interns soon.
We are gonna have interns soon. We are gonna hire sex workers to produce our show.
Male.
We're gonna hire male sex workers to come in here and push the record button once we hit the big time. You know? But I guess the thing that it comes back to is like you gotta look at the agenda. You gotta look at people's agenda what they're saying, who they're speaking for, who they might be being paid by.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that makes me kind of like the most sad about this world is that there's people who are paid to just say this bullshit and present it as facts or the other side or whatever, and they're all kind of the Koch brothers payroll or whatever.
Yeah, they're half right. They just lead people in unproductive directions. Like, you know, honestly, a lot of, let's say, masculinity is attacked in the media. A lot of, you know, white privilege discourse is all just nonsense that's meant to drive the focus away from class. And so, like, people like, you know, Peterson or Tim Pool, they'll get, like, half of that right. But, you know, they're bred.
But we still got to talk about race, though, right? I mean, it's still important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should talk about race, but you should acknowledge the reality that the, 40-plus million poor white people in the United States do not have any actual privilege, any real privilege. You don't, if you can't pay your fucking rent, you don't care what color the Band-Aid is, you know? Yeah. It doesn't make any difference if people on TV look like you if you're broke. Like, yeah, that's a small marginal thing, but it's so insignificant in the grand scheme of things. Why are you even talking about it?
But if you're white, then your race hasn't, like, held you back or anything. It's not your race that's done it.
Yeah, sure.
It's your teeth or something.
Well, it's the circumstances of your birth. Yeah, your for parental income. Mm-hmm. The circumstances you were born into and larger decisions made in Washington that you had nothing to do with and no knowledge of, like trade deals and such.
Yeah.
But, you know, these people, they'll speak about a real problem, and then they'll lead people in very unproductive directions that are, you know, mostly controlled by capital because there's like...
By capital, yeah.
Right, there's billionaires investing in all these people to, you know, give them the start, give them the media attention because essentially...
I wish Sheldon Adelson was still alive so we could get money from him.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Get some sugar money.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way, guys, put some more sugar in your... Eat, you know, we just start plugging sugar. Yeah. Anyway, I thought there was going to be a joke there.
Yeah, yeah,
fuck,
yeah.
Fuck.
But
fuck,
no,
fuck,
that's like
fucking idiot.
What Scott was saying earlier about like, is this all, you know, natural? Like, what I've kind of come around to is like, most political discourse in this country is driven by foundations, which are primarily controlled by billionaires, philanthropists, and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, and so you see that on both the left and right, where this is all.
This discourse is very manufactured.
Yes. There are real problems that both sides will address, problems, but they are always filtered into unproductive solutions, you know, rage at your neighbor, that kind of thing. Yeah. And there's never any, like, the only people, in my view, who are allowed to talk about class and, like, do it on television are, like, deliberately the most annoying people.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, you get, like, in the United...
Almost, by design.
Yeah. In, like, the United Kingdom, you have, like, Owen Jones, who's, like, the big guy, like, promoting the Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn, and he's, like, the most punchable face you would ever want in the world.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is something where it's, like... If you want to allow, you know, this leftist labor perspective on TV, it does help them to just select the most annoying people possible to kind of keep it in its pen because the alternative looks so much better compared to, like, this fucking twerp.
Yeah.
Where does Ben Shapiro play into any of this? Because he's, like, he's not a Jordan is he like a Jordan Peterson? I feel like Jordan Peterson is...
I think it's, like, a similar ideology. Yeah.
Yeah, his the Daily Wire is Ben Shapiro's media property, but it's actually owned by two billionaires called the Wilkes brothers, and they're oil fracking billionaires, but they also do a lot of land enclosure. Like what they did out in Idaho and a couple other places is they just they went up to public roads or public trails that had been there since, you know, the 1930s, and they just put like a gate up and put some security guards there. And then just, like, claimed it as their property, and they can get away with that because they own the local state government.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the local attorney general's not going to do shit. The local cops aren't going to do shit because they're, you know, paying out all this money to these people. And it's like, yeah, you can actually just do that if you have enough money.
Yeah.
And that's... Those are the people who pay Ben Shapiro's bills.
And then somehow that leads to, like billionaires not wanting to pay taxes leads to Tim Pool being like, can a boss make a woman suck his dick? Or he's like, stop, and Tim Pool just tweeting like, stop cutting off teenagers' tits. Like he tweeted that a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which it's like, I think Tim Pool is just like stupid enough to believe that kind of
Yeah, I'm sure most of these people believe what they're saying. It's just they get that role because they believe that.
Yeah. Sorry.
I have monkeypox.
Oh, yeah, it's around now, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the new
thing. Europe and U.S.
Yeah, there was like a hysterical like lib on Twitter talking about monkeypox is airborne and has a 10% fatality rate now.
Really?
Which, like, I hope not. But that would be, you know, that's, you know, Bill Gates round two. Yeah. Bioweapon is like, this time it's real.
Yeah. Now, Bill Gates is trying to control the population or grow it.
There's a conspiracy called the Georgia Guidestones, which is like somebody in 1980, an anonymous person, set up these like Stonehenge type monuments in Georgia. You can go read them. And one of the first principle they say, number one, is to keep the human population under 500 million. So like a lot of conspiracy theorists have pointed to that as like, oh, they're going to do a mass die off, and then they're going to implement the Georgia Guidestones and keep the population under 500 million.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, it's a crazy world out there. All right. I guess this has been the episode. Any final thoughts? Why don't you follow us over to Patreon? We're going to talk about some of the real world consequences that these people have.
Yeah. Oh, I'll give you actual investment advice in like 30 seconds to all end right. this.
Yeah.
If you buy an S&P 500 index fund, it will, over lifetime, return about 7-8% annually. If you actually want to invest and make money, that's what you should do. Mm-hmm. That's what Warren Buffett did. He showed that like the vast majority of hedge funds cannot beat those returns.
Right.
He actually had a competition about this.
Or you could go on YouTube and just see what those guys are saying.
Yes.
Try to find the
is
next.
Warren the Buffett.
Warren the Buffett.
Warren the Buffett. You know, you got to call it. When you're that rich, you got to put a "the" in between the motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, he's not the guy who yells at everybody, right? He's like very old, and he's like a Yoda figure now.
Who's the
right?
guy who yells at everybody?
Isn't there
Jim Cramer?
No, he's an old guy, and he goes, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, he's that guy. Someone goes, "Sir," like when they have a question, he's like, "No!
On what?
You'll
on
fucking die broke!"
On TV?
No, he's not on TV.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, well, throw your wife in the river. She's costing you money. You've never seen this guy. He's like a Wall Street guy.
Oh, well, we're gonna
find out on the Patreon.
We're gonna figure out who that is over on Patreon. We're gonna let Scott talk some more, and we'll over on Patreon we'll answer those questions. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Bye bye.